We have audio of Josh Allen addressing the doubters.
You don't believe in me.
I don't.
What evidence would you have of my reality beyond that of your own senses?
I don't know.
Why do you doubt your senses?
Because a little thing affects them, a slight disorder of the stomach. You might be a bit of bad beef, a blot of mustard, a fragment of an underdone potato. There's more of gravy than of grave about you, whatever you are. Humbug, I tell you, humbug.
Mercy. Dreadful apparition. Why do you trouble me?
Man of the worldly mind, do you believe in me or not?
I do, I must.
I got what I came for. After lies and gold, but the fire kept me below. You get what you pay for. Trade it off and go. We run back into the cold.
Table breakers, welcome to another episode of 7-1 Blitz. Guys, I got a question for you.
What's that?
How does it feel to always be right about literally everything?
I kind of knew that was coming. We are. I mean,
it feels fucking good.
God, we are.
I don't know. I don't even mean just sports, but I think people in life in general should just listen to us all the time. Things would just go a lot smoother.
I think so too. I really do.
That'd be too easy.
So, I mean, Bills go to New England. They punch them right in the mouth. Not a lot of people were thinking, you know, when they lost a couple weeks ago here in Buffalo, they were thinking, oh, we had our 1 year. It's over. Patriots are back, division lead. And now Bills are back in the driver's seat just like that after the loss to not only New England, but to the Bucs. And it was a rough 2 weeks there. But here we are. They're the 4 seed currently right now. And potentially, I think the best they get is the 3. And that's where we are right now. And again, Josh freaking Allen. I mean, conversation of the past month is in the whole, is he clutch? Is he not clutch? But we'll get into that later. Yeah, just initial reaction to the game.
I mean, it went how I thought it was going to go. All right. We knew that the first game here in Buffalo was an anomaly because of the weather. We knew it wasn't going to be that game again. And we know we can beat the Patriots. McCorkle Jones doesn't fucking scare me. And he put in a position to have to win a game. He can't. He still makes bad throws. He's got a noodle arm. I think the media and everyone that was crowning him the next king, the heir to the throne from Brady, you know, got a little dose of reality that he's not even close. Can he be good? Sure. But is he the second coming of Brady? No, not a chance.
And I will say Isaiah McKenzie proved why he should have been punished for weeks. When Josh Allen needed that third down conversion, when he needed to step up and get that drive, when everyone got scared, Isaiah McKenzie was there. And that is why Isaiah McKenzie is Buffalo's best player of the week.
He is.
100%. He had...
What do you have, 11 catches?
11 catches for 125 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, he played pretty good.
Absolute stud.
Yeah. I thought he played good. I don't know how consistently he could do that. I just don't know if he's that... You know, I don't know if he's that reliable. I would be worried about that. And durability. I mean, look at when he got the wind out. He knocked the wind out of himself on that one play. You know, he's a little guy. Not, and again, nothing against what he did. But I would be worried, you know, I don't look at him as a long-term solution. You know, a lot of people I thought were, you know, saying he could take Cole Beasley's spot. No, maybe to a degree, but not, he's not going to be one of the best slot receivers in the league.
Well, it's not even just like, you know, his ability in the slot. It's just his speed.
Yeah.
What we need. Like those, I know depending on the formation, it's like the reverse sweeps. The he was always fantastic as a punt returner. So you just took that type of speed. You need that as an element in your team. You can't be relying on our, although we can't really dog on Singletary this game, right? Like he was it seemed like every single run he had, he just ran for everything he got, especially that one run at the beginning of the game where Kyle Duggar went up to him. He just bulldozed his way to a first down. So that was like the best offense driven game that I've seen by the Bills this year.
It was definitely the best offensive line performance.
That's exactly what
I mean. And then, you know, Deion didn't even start. He had to come in because Bodker
tore his Achilles.
Yeah. I mean, so you knew Deion wasn't 100%. If you listened to him after the game, his voice, you know, you could tell he was sick. So he wasn't, he still played really good. I think they only had one. What did they have?
No sacks allowed. No
sacks or something? Pressures? I mean.
Yeah, Matt Judon put up a stinker.
Well, yeah, because he had COVID. He didn't tell anyone he had symptoms.
So
he had COVID the next day.
It do be like that.
It's fine. But, I mean, that was the best O-line play all year. By far. It's not even close.
I think it's crazy how narratives change throughout a year. And I don't just mean for the Bills. I think for every team. The Patriots went from they'll never be the same without Brady to, oh, they found the next Brady, to Tampa Patriots Super Bowl is a lock, to wait a minute, hang on, slow down. And my whole is with the Patriots specifically, I always thought Belichick would build it back up again to an extent. I didn't think it would happen this fast. I was never on the whole he's the next Brady and they're going to the Super Bowl thing. I did think he'd be good with time. And I think people forgot in these last 2 weeks that he's not played as well. That is still a rookie, like for the good and the bad, that is still a rookie. The expectations starting in the year were nothing. But then on the 7-game win streak became, oh, if you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a bust. Well, no, not really. It's still a good rookie year for the kid.
Yeah, and I don't think, and he doesn't have the best of weapons. I mean, let's be honest.
No,
Kendrick Bourne.
They are a team that is gonna be concerning when he does get a legitimate number one wide out. I mean, and they got a run game, they got a good line, so he will be a problem, but not right now.
You got to give it a couple of years until he develops to what he's supposed to be. So, this was supposed to be a year where they maybe make the playoffs, and then that's kind of what it's looking like, because we don't know how those last two games are going to turn out because of how tight the wild card race is right now.
And hey, that's not bad though.
No, it's not. I mean, actually, guys, what do you got? What do we think of the Dolphins?
I think Gabe, I can maybe answer this, but I think the Dolphins are kind of who we thought they were. You know, I think the 7-game losing streak was disappointing, but then they're on a 7-game win streak, right? Correct? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's never happened before.
Yeah,
started 1-7 to 1-7 straight.
Yeah, I think that really speaks to Brian Flores. You know, who we've kind of never wavered from as being a really good head coach. We've been consistent. If the quarterback can play okay, they can be a really good team. There's talent there. They're young talent. Jalen Waddle is becoming a weapon. He's having one of the best rookie wide receiver years ever, right? And he's better, almost as good as Justin Jefferson last year.
Well, he's 5 catches away from the Anquan Boldin's rookie record for catches. He's got 96 and Bolden had 101.
Okay. So he is having a really good year. And the run game with Phillip Lindsay there now, they got a little speed there. Everyone forgets. He didn't run like a 4.3. Phillip Lindsay's fast, isn't he?
I think so.
Some close to that.
I think he ran like a 4.39. But I think it's somewhere along. He's a fast little guy. So they have these weapons, Gesicki and Tua's been playing, you know, mistake free football for the most part. You know, he hasn't done anything to really kill his team. And their defense is coming along. Wilkins is playing good, right? Wilkins.
No, the defense is back to where it was supposed to be, like a top 5 unit. But it's kind of crazy, in regards to the narratives, where in the beginning, the AFC East was just looked like a dumpster fire, not worse than the AFC South. Was okay, this division is not good, but now there's a chance that we could have 3 playoff teams from this division, and the fact that the Bills could be leading that division, that makes it even more impressive.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to ask me the question too, I want Miami in January in Buffalo. I don't want to play New England for the third. That's the team I wouldn't want to really play for.
No, that's what I'm going to bring. Cause right now, thanks to that NFL playoff simulator, if everything goes off how everything goes, it's the Bills are going to be the 3 seed against the 6 seed Patriots.
Yep.
In Buffalo. Unless unless the Dolphins beat them week 18.
Yeah.
But then we have a chance against the Colts. But even though that one,
that's the last team you want to play.
Yeah, I don't want to play the Colts. I don't want to play the Colts.
Even if it's on a normal day.
Nope.
Out of the other six teams that make the playoffs, besides I guess the Chiefs, that is the last one you want to play.
I'd rather play the Chiefs than the Colts.
There you go.
The Colts are a Super Bowl caliber team. If Wentz can keep it up and play mistake free with Jonathan Taylor doing what he's doing, he should be the MVP, in my opinion. You know, we all know they're not going to give it to a running back, but he should be the MVP.
I think they should this year.
I
really think they should.
He's shattering AP's numbers from when he won it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even close, actually.
Yeah, it should be him. I mean, that defense, Darius Leonard and DeForest Buckner and stuff, they're lights out. That offense line's the best in football. I do not want to play the Colts again.
They did what they did to Arizona in Arizona without Darius Leonard. They found out hours before he had COVID.
Yeah, it's scary. The Colts are scary because Carson Wentz doesn't have to be stellar. They're well coached. The talent's there. They're good in the trenches. The Colts, I do not. Yeah, don't let someone else fucking battle the Colts and try to take them out. I don't want it to be the Bills.
The last time I checked, he threw 11 passes and the Colts beat the Bills by 30 something. So, like, it just tells you.
I'm not saying the Bills would win in a normal environment, but I think their chances would at least be a bit better in a normal. I want to see what that game looks like in a 40 degree day with little to no precipitation at all.
Let me ask you this.
I'm not saying it's a guaranteed W at all, but I.
Let me ask you this. What are the chances in January it's going to be a normal environment?
Was it last year?
I'm just saying. I mean, I wouldn't put money on it being a normal environment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally like a 50-50 shot.
I would say this year more so, we're due. I mean, we're due. The home game now in Buffalo will be huge because let's be honest, guys. Buffalo winter so far has been pretty soft. We're due for something.
You're right. Usually January, like it's always like, it's never really snowy around Christmas time. It always gets snowy like the two last weeks of January. That's when like winter like comes full through. So
yeah.
So we won't. But I will say, if it's a snowy day, of course we're going to think we're in trouble. But if there is a chance that it's normal weather, then I want to see what that game looks like. Because that was the only time they got blown out all year. So, but I don't think that happens again.
You guys think we can get a segment on the Weather Channel? Because we've been doing a lot of weather stuff lately.
Yeah. We're right. It's because we're right about everything we talk about.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
You addressed this already. We're right about everything.
I'll call Channel 2.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think right now, too, like Josh Allen is playing at an MVP level. He shouldn't win it, but the way he's played the last 2.5 games, that second half in Tampa, and then, you know, following that, it's been pretty remarkable to see. I keep seeing stuff pop up online and what, you know, he's 100 passes and 20 rushing touchdowns, whatever he's done. He's the only quarterback in NFL history to do it. I mean, he's approaching Steve Young stuff already. He's in year four. Like, that's just crazy to me. So,
I heard it was like a Boston radio show. This fan, I'm pretty sure
I've heard that.
There's a point to this besides like the humor in it, but like complaining about, you know, Mac Jones's limitations and saying, look at the other side, look at this 6'6" freak of nature who was throwing in the wind on that day, who was doing flip passes, that one third down play where it looked, and then he flipped it to Diggs, that 4th-and-1 where he rolled out and beat so many people to get the first down. And there's just nothing you could do about it. And, you know, as funny as this guy was, he was right when he said, that's the future of the NFL. And we've talked about it, saying that's the formula now, is to really groom an athlete like that. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to work out every single time, but it is something that we've spoke on before the season. And before the season started, I mean, we said Bills should win the division, but we should see the Jets still be bottom tier, and we should see improvements from the Dolphins and Patriots. And it took a while, but that's actually what we ended up getting.
Yeah, I think too with Josh Allen, because we could, you know, we could spend a whole episode, we could spend every episode talking about Josh Allen. Let's be honest, and you guys know good quarterback play. You've seen, you watch Aaron Rodgers a lot, and I mean, doesn't it feel different when you watch Josh Allen? Like, is it just me because I'm a homer and it's Bills? But like when you watch him do stuff, isn't it like, yo, how? Like, I can't remember a quarterback. Like I said, I'm 36 and I've been watching, you know, paying attention to football for the last 20 years. There's not too many quarterbacks that I can be like, whoa. Like there was, you know, Vic, RG3 before his injury. You know, Peyton Manning was a general, was a little different. It wasn't athletic. But like, isn't it just crazy? I watched Josh Allen and we've said this before. I tweeted this out the other day that we're witnessing the most athletically gifted quarterback ever to play.
Doug, you go, then I'll go.
I will say I can't say like back in 2018 that I knew that he was going to become what he was going to become. But in 2018, I had an inkling of a feeling because we saw how bad they were with Nathan Peterman. We saw how bad they were with Derek Anderson, and he just made that team better. Like, look at, like, for, I'll give you an example. Like Mitchell Trubisky is rookie year. He didn't take the Bears over to that level. Like they were bad. And then the whole reason why they got better was because they added a whole defensive talent and some gadget players. He took a team with little to no effect, where your best wide receiver was probably Robert Foster, your Zay Jones for crying out loud, Charles Clay, and that god awful offensive line. He made that team look better, and he went 5-6. In that year, that's like, okay, mate, though, know what? I think they possibly got themselves a gem here. That's when I kind of had a feeling. I wasn't able to put a word to it yet because there's so much uncertainty. But just, and the fact that he's really developed to what he is now is honestly astounding. It's kind of like watching Simba become Mufasa.
it's a corny analogy, but it worked.
I meant, well, Simba, you know what I mean.
It totally worked.
DJ, to what you said about the athleticism, I think when you watch Josh, and I noticed this, like when you get to third and long or fourth and medium or whatever, there's still like an oh shit factor if you're the opposing team or an opposing fan. Like it was third and 10, and usually you think, oh, we stopped them twice, they didn't gain any yards, this is where we got. I never had that feeling of, oh, the drive's over. Yeah. And that's just how, whether it's with his legs or with his, I mean, pass protection is important. And I'm not saying he can avoid every blitz or every pressure. Like eventually, you know, those things will happen. But there were no sacks, and credit to the offensive line for that. But there is always the element of he avoided a lot of them too. And yeah. I mean, there's just no schematic for it. You just have to hope that he's off and what he's going to do and with his throws. Like, and to say that you have to hope that he's off, like, just says a lot about what he can do physically to just beat any scheme.
Yeah, I think I just watch him sometimes because I'm you guys know I'm 6'3". I'm like 240 pounds. I'm a pretty big guy, and I don't ever think, even in my best prime days, I could move like he does. Watching a guy of that size just do the things he does so effortlessly, like that one run he had where it was that fourth and one, right? When he got past JC Jackson, where JC hit his own guy. Like he like had the ball in his right hand and then he switched as he was going to his left hand. And just the things he does, and like, I don't know. I mean, he's definitely the best Bills. You can say he's the best Bills quarterback to ever play for the Bills. Hands down, right now. 100%. He could stop tomorrow, and he'd be the best Bills quarterback ever to play.
And yeah, go ahead, Doug. Go ahead.
Back to our conversation, Gabe. So, in regards to like the list of games that each quarterback has, like that classic Russell Wilson game, that classic Josh Allen game, we have to put that game up there, right?
Yeah,
of course.
Because like when people think of that typical game, is like they're playing behind where they get that game winning touchdown. That's when people think of that game. But in this regard, like whenever every single Bills fan got nervous that when the Patriots cut down the lead to just a touchdown to just, oh crap, they're about to gain momentum, Josh Allen just destroyed any conversations on every single drive because the Bills didn't punt once. They did not punt once.
Which is, I mean, as much as we talk about the offense, Gabe, I know you had a point, but we can also talk. No one's really given the defense a lot of love here. I mean,
the defense had a great game.
Defense is crazy. I mean, they're half the reason Josh can do what Josh does. I think too. I think they deserve a lot of the credit. You know, anytime we do something, it's always on the quarterback. I mean, that's just how the NFL and the media is. But man, that defense is playing, for not having any Pro Bowlers on defense, they're playing pretty damn good.
About the defense, I would still say that there's really only one game, at least playoff caliber game, that you can say they played without Trey White, and that's the Tampa game. I'm not going to count the first New England game, obviously, because there were no pass attempts. I'm not going to count Cam Newton because, you know, Cam Newton. And this one, I mean, yeah, Mac Jones did throw more, but it's Mac Jones. You're going to play a few better quarterbacks than him in the playoffs. So I'm really only going to face it off of the Brady game so far, which they lost, but they cleaned it up in the second half, even though they still lost the game. But yeah, when you go into the playoffs and you're going to play, I don't know if they'll end up playing Joe Burrow they'll end up playing Patrick Mahomes. That's when I want to see how the secondary looks without Trey.
Well, I think you'll get a good look this week. I mean, I know Atlanta sucks, but Matt Ryan is still Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good quarterback. He can expose guys where maybe Mac Jones can't or doesn't know how to yet. You know, Matt Ryan sees something in the defense. He can expose it. He is better. You know, he's got weapons. Kyle Pitts, you know.
I was about to say, that's like my only big worry this game.
Yeah. I'm not worried about tight ends. We've done a really good job on tight ends this year.
Are you worried about Patterson?
Yeah. Because of what he does. Pitts, Patterson. Yeah, he's a gadget guy. So, yeah, I'd be a little bit more concerned about him than Pitts. You know, that'll be a matchup. We'll see who's going to take care of him. But, you know, don't they get – is Davis back for them? Wasn't he on, like, the COVID list or something? Or am I mistaken? Am I thinking of somebody else? Oh, I'm thinking about Gabe Davis. Never mind. No. So, I mean, in every week so far, ever since that – what was it? What was that game when we got torched for that big-ass run? The New England game. Ever since then, we've been getting gashed in the run game. So I would, you know, Atlanta, yeah, they're bad, but they can spoil a lot of stuff. I mean, we lose this one, and New England and Miami wins. All of a sudden, what the fuck's going on?
Well, Atlanta still has something to play for. So they're going to give it everything they got.
It's surprising me that they're 7-8.
They're okay.
I looked at some of their, I know that stats don't always tell the story, but right now they're ranked in the bottom half of offense, ranked bottom half of defense, have like the second least amount of picks in the league. They have one of the worst pass rushers, and all of their wins against all the teams that they play, they have a combined of 31-72 record. So they've played the Jets, the Jags. Yeah. I know they split with the Panthers. They have a win against the Giants. Like it's against bad. Their only two impressive wins, I think their only impressive win of the year was their one against the Saints.
I mean,
when they beat the Saints right after they somehow beat Tom Brady with Trevor Siemian. Well, because like the Bills should have no offense. Oh my God, should have no problem going on offense. Like they should just like the offense that should probably have a better performance than last week. Defense, on the other hand, that's kind of where we should be worried about because Patterson, Pitts, and Gage, Zacchaeus. Trying to think of other guys there. Their offensive line isn't terrible.
Yeah, and Matt Ryan's still Matt Ryan, man. It's Matt Ryan's not Baker Mayfield or, you know, he's not one of these young guys that's unestablished. He's been around. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's had success. They're in a rebuild. So this is what they are. I mean, I think everyone knows the Falcons are in a rebuild, but they're not a pushover. I think I don't want everyone to come into this game like overzealous because these last two games are easily could be, you're going to see the best of probably these two teams because they have nothing to lose.
Well, you could probably say that last week was like the best Bills performance. So like that energy is going to come into these next two games where it's like, okay, we kind of beat the boogeyman. All we have to do is win out. We get the division. That's it. So they're going to be like, no names. Like just going to give all the ass out there and just kick ass and just do what they got to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think we lose either one of these games, but to think that they're slam dunks, you know, it's any given Sunday.
The energy is definitely different.
We lost to Jacksonville.
Yep.
I mean, it is what it is. We've gone into almost over hyped, and then we get set up for a letdown. Like I said, I would expect them to handle business. They look like they're all business now. They know what's got to be handled.
That's what I mean.
I don't expect them to lose a game until February, if they even lose that one. So,
I have a question. Maybe not for these next two games, but in the playoffs, are you guys concerned about the interior O-line even more now with the loss of Bodger?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh.
No, because who came in? Was
Ryan
it
Bates?
Bates. Yeah, Bates played pretty well. I wonder why he's not being used sooner.
I mean, I have a feeling that, yeah, they look great there. I mean, 100%, like, you know, I'm not taking away any credit. Like, the offensive line put up a good performance, but we can't depend on that working the entire time. Like, at some point it's going to get exposed.
Yeah, maybe, but that was a pretty good defensive front they went against.
Sure. Yeah, but
I mean, it's not like that wasn't like it was the shitty Jaguars or the Jets or whatever. I mean, that was a top tier defensive line. No sacks.
I think they're on pace to play them again, so we're gonna have to hope that stays up. Because yeah, that's out of everything, that's probably like the scenario that we want is the Patriots again. Because we know, it's scary, you know, because like facing them a third time, holy crap. But like, here's the plus. We know them. We know how they operate.
Yeah, I would honestly rather play the Dolphins. You know, I think I said that earlier too. We haven't played the Dolphins in a little bit. So yeah, it's not as fresh. So
can they move up to the 3 seed? No. I'm sorry. Can they move up to the 6 seed?
Yeah. Do your simulator. They can get there.
Want me to do it right now?
The Bills are going to get to the 2 seed. Can't Buffalo get the 2 seed? And in some weird world, they can get the 1 still.
I don't think that's possible. They need the Chiefs to lose out. And they need the Titans to lose out.
Well, actually, it's weird, though, because this week they might actually want the Chiefs to win because they're playing Cincinnati, yeah, who right now has the same record as the Bills, but is a game or is a seed higher. For you know, whatever tiebreaker reason there is, so in a way you kind of, like if the Bengals win, but then the Chiefs just beat the Broncos the following week, that kind of is worst case scenario seed wise. So
yeah, I don't know. I thought I saw somewhere where we could realistically get the 2, but
the best case 3 or 4.
The best case is still 1.
There is a different world out there that happens, DJ. I'm not dissing all the freaking possibilities. Like the freaking Lions, like, you know, the Lions could freaking win out and then, you know, do what they get. But I'm looking at reality, DJ. Wake up.
The Lions beat the Cardinals. In what reality did anyone have that?
Okay, the NFL isn't a reality. It's a simulation and nothing's real. No team is good. We all suck. Yeah. That's it.
I agree. I don't think we're going to be the 1 seed. I'm just saying you can't say we're not going to be the 1 seed.
I'm sure if Kansas City and Tennessee both win this week, I think that's over.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think it is. I think I did it on the simulator earlier.
Yeah.
I like talking about the possibility. I don't care. Fuck it.
Oh, prediction, Miami beats Tennessee.
Yeah, Miami does beat Tennessee. Tannehill's playing like Miami Tannehill.
He's awful. He has 14 touchdowns in 13. He's not been good this year. Last year he was good.
Because he doesn't have Derrick Henry. He sucks without Derrick Henry.
I don't think that was it completely.
That was completely. Look at his stats since Henry's been hurt.
Okay, probably. All right. I'll give you credit once.
Not only Henry, but throughout the year, Brown and Julio have been on
it. It's been injuries.
Brown had a chest thing, right? And he just
came. Yeah.
Also, Taylor Lewan has been hurt.
You mean Deion Dawkins?
I'm talking about the Titans left tackle.
I know, Deion Dawkins.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
As they said, Taylor Lewan and whatever. Fuck it.
Okay. Easily.
Yeah. I mean, who's your nightmare scenario for the playoffs?
Colts.
That would be mine.
I actually think it, like, because the Colts will probably be a wild card, like, the Bills would actually be better served playing in Indy.
Yeah, for sure. I hate the dome, you fuck. And you know I hate domes.
I know you do.
I know. Fuck.
I actually, when I was talking about the, I actually convinced myself that the Patriots wouldn't be a terrible matchup. So I guess I'll lean towards, well, they, depending, maybe the Chargers, maybe. Because they can put up, because when they're hot, they're hot. They're hot. But they just lost to the Texans. But yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather play the Bengals or the Chargers?
Chargers.
Okay.
I don't want any part of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase without.
Well, I don't even think that's even pot. Well, I mean, that could be a divisional matchup, depending how everything goes down.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Well, it would have to be where. I don't know. If any point we place the Bengals, I'd be terrified. But I don't have that as a possible wild card matchup.
I just don't want to play the fucking Colts. Do not want to play the Colts,
which is fair. I don't know. I think I will say the Colts is like I don't want to play, but I no matter what happens, I like our chances.
I can't believe you think the Patriots are going to be hard again. Mac Jones isn't beating anybody in January. McCorkle is going to sit his ass down. Probably get a DWI again.
Jeez,
what he did? It's fucking public knowledge. You drink too much and drive? Not good. Thanks, you don't see Josh Allen getting DWIs.
No, because he could hold his liquor probably.
This is true.
I was going to say, do you guys have predictions for the score? Do we need to do them?
I mean, I don't know.
Big score to little score. There's our prediction.
42-17. Yeah. Maybe not even 17. 42-10.
34-13.
38-17. We're so freaking original. Like,
geez. I don't know, guys. This will be a good game. I think this will be better than what people expect. I don't think we lose, but they're not pushovers. I just want to keep seeing Josh Allen do Josh Allen things. I swear that's all I even care about.
It'll be less stressful than last week.
You were stressed last week?
When the Patriots scored, I was afraid that they were going to gain some stupid, like they were going to gain momentum, but they didn't.
I will say this. If J.C. Jackson hangs on to that one ball, we could be having a different conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
it's because he's used to picking off Mac Jones, who throws probably a 30-mile-an-hour fastball. You got Josh Allen throwing fucking piss missiles. He came in.
There's the word. There it is.
J.C. Jackson dropped that pick. All of Bills Mafia just shit their pants.
He didn't drop it. Josh Allen knew what he was doing. He knew he couldn't fucking hang on to that heater. Are you kidding me?
Are you insinuating that he threw it at his hands on purpose, knowing he'd drop it?
Yeah, he wanted to put him up on his island by himself.
All right.
J.C. Jackson, though, talked a lot of shit and didn't have a great game. Said he wanted to have his own island.
Oh, my fucking days. I can't believe that came out of your mouth.
Guys, we didn't even talk about Stephon Diggs. Fuck you.
That was great. That was a freaking rocket. That was a third down conversion, too.
Yeah, he had a couple of nice. I mean, like I said, we could spend the whole episode talking about Josh because he had a couple of nice throws that game. Couple throws that they teach you never to throw. He throws and he makes it look effortless.
Oh, the one where he threw across his body to was that to McKenzie?
You're talking about when he like went across.
Where he was like it, any other quarterback doesn't complete that. Well, yeah, at least any other young quarterback doesn't complete.
Yeah, there's like two quarterbacks, like three quarterbacks maybe that can make that throw. Josh Mahomes, Rodgers, Stafford, maybe.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
The Rams aren't going to be in the Super Bowl. That's my bold prediction.
The Rams are going to be in the Super Bowl?
They're not going to be.
That's not a bold take at all.
Yeah, it is. They're getting Cam Akers back. Everyone thinks they're going to be fucking good now.
Off an Achilles, I don't know.
He's like a freak. Did you just watch?
Who are you talking to?
I don't know.
I'm just rambling. unfortunately, we do have to, not have to, but we would like to say this. Keep in mind, everyone, we record on Tuesdays. So if you listen to this on Friday, just keep in mind that the news is still fresh for us. We just found out about the passing of John Madden. Our condolences to his family and the football world lost an icon today.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm a lot older, so I remember John Madden a lot more in depth probably than you guys do, but man, boom. Like, that was Madden 93, best video game ever. So
a pillar to the NFL community. Listening to him on broadcasting is just like nostalgia. What he did for the game and what he did for all the video games that came out that we are able to celebrate. So it's very, very unfortunate. I'm wishing the best for his family.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do Sunday night to honor him? I'm going to fucking mute Chris Collinsworth out of respect for John Madden.
Oh my God.
Here's a guy I'm going to fucking mute.
Oh my God.
But you got to respect the slide in.
No, I don't gotta respect shit.
The fact that they do that on purpose is like the most hilarious thing ever. Like they come up like, you know, Al Michaels walking, then they just slide in. Like, who came up with that? It's like the dumbest thing.
Now he's biting his lip when he does it, like a fucking weirdo. I want one of the days somebody to fucking like tweet the wheels, and he goes flying into fucking Al Michaels.
Okay, Al Michaels is fragile, man. Okay, don't play with that. That is a nice man, and you're wishing upon him injury. And
no, I didn't say that.
Yeah, a full-grown man flying right into Al Michaels. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Guys, we were in the middle of honoring an NFL icon, and this is where we went.
I didn't do
this. I was honoring him. I said I was gonna mute Chris Collinsworth out of respect for John Madden.
I just said respect the slide in.
I don't know what you're talking about, Gabe. You sound like the one not being respectful.
Yeah, okay. You're talking about greasing the wheels on a freaking chair. Jesus. And now we sound like assholes.
Off the rails.
Guys, just so everyone knows, you have to go to Break Yard and get more beer.
Yes.
For this week's game, make sure you get to Break Yard, get to Consumers, get some number 17, number 14. Oh, geez, what else they got out? Christmas in Munich is still out and available. That's like one of the best winter beers I've ever had. So, yeah, thanks to Break Yard for always having our backs. And keep an eye out for stuff in the future with them, with us.
And big thanks to Buffalo's Best Pizza as well.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah, we didn't have any today because of my COVID ass.
Yeah, because DJ had to go on the COVID list.
Yeah.
Ruining our pizza, but that's okay. We forgive you. Me and Gabe talked about it. We forgive you.
Good. Yeah. I would rather have the pizza than COVID. So.
True.
If it makes any difference.
As always, everyone, please make sure to follow and subscribe to us, 71 Blitz and Trainwreck Sports on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And remember to follow and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the back of your white Bronco, on the side of Electric Avenue, on the train going from Tonawanda to North Tonawanda, anywhere you can listen to get your premier Bills content.
Oh yeah, this train never stops.
There it is. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Well, we'll see you at the halftime show. The Nameless Halftime Show, which is the new name. The Nameless,
Nameless Halftime Show. Yeah, I'll be back.
This time, all three of us will be on there.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I had, like, no voice. So
that's fine. That was fine. We carried the show.
But, yeah, go Bills.
See you guys.
See you, Tampa Breakers.